Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of First and Second Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 5. Ezra, a priestly scribe, and the need for Ezras, those skilled in the Word of God. Tuesday, related verses. Nehemiah 8, verses 2, 3, 6, and 8. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding, on the first day of the seventh month. And he read in it before the open area that was before the water gate from first light until midday, in the presence of the men and the women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Verse 6. And Ezra blessed Jehovah, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshipped Jehovah with their faces to the ground. Verse 8. And they read in the book, in the law of God, interpreting and giving the sense, so they understood the reading. Ephesians 6, verse 17. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God. Matthew 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Related reading. In order to be reconstituted, we need to come back to God by coming back to His law, that is, His Word. No one can come back to God without coming back to His Word. God's Word reconstitutes us. We all have our own kind of disposition and habitual behavior, but God is able to reconstitute us through His Word. This is why we need to read the Bible. God's Word gradually changes our mind and our way of thinking. The Word of God is one with the Spirit. When the Word of God works within us, the Spirit, through the Word, spontaneously dispenses God's nature with God's element into our being. We may not even be aware that such a dispensing is taking place within us. By this way, we are reconstituted. Most of those who had returned to Jerusalem from the captivity in Babylon had been born not in Israel, but in Babylon, and they were raised in Babylon. The Babylonian element had been wrought into them and constituted into their being. Therefore, after they returned to the land of their fathers to be citizens of the nation of Israel, they needed a reconstitution. Ezra was very useful at this point, for he was one through whom the people could be reconstituted with the Word of God. God's intention with Israel was to have on earth a divinely constituted people to be His testimony. In order for God's people to be His testimony, they had to be reconstituted with the Word of God. Under Ezra and Nehemiah, the returned people of Israel were collectively constituted by and with God through his word to be a nation as God's testimony. According to Nehemiah 8, verses 1 through 8, all the people of Israel gathered as one man before the water gate and told Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses and read to them. Ezra did it and blessed Jehovah, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands, and they worshipped Jehovah with their faces to the ground. This indicates that rebellious Israel had been fully convinced and fully subdued by the word of God spoken through Moses. The word of God is the solid base for the Spirit of God, who is God himself, to dispense God's element into our being, to cause us to be constituted with God. This should be our personal experience, day by day. When we come together, we then need to read even more of the Word of God. To do this is to come together according to the way of the divine constitution. In order to be reconstituted, we need to read the 66 books of the Bible again and again. As one who has been reading the Word for more than 65 years, I can testify that I have been reconstituted through the daily reading of the Word. Every day I am reconstituted a little more. Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites, who helped the people understand, charged all the people to sanctify that day unto Jehovah their God, and not to mourn or weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Nehemiah charged them to have a feast without grief, a feast full of joy. It was hard for the people to do this because they had been convinced and subdued by the word to realize they were sinful. Nehemiah said to them, "Do not be grieved, for the joy of Jehovah is your strength." Then all went their way to eat and to drink, and to send portions and to make great rejoicing.